Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Rise to Meet You, a podcast about Asian culture. If you enjoy our podcast, please hit subscribe and then leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're in London, Evelyn and I, we're doing solo shows in February 2020. Check out the links in show notes. And now, on with the show. Welcome to another episode of Rise to Meet You, the podcast about Asian culture. I'm your host, Nigel Ng.
And I'm your co-host, Evelyn Mok.
And today we have a special guest. His name is Sunil Patel.
Hello.
He's a comedian based in the UK, Asian comedian, because that's on brand.
For our podcast.
Have you had no white people on?
No.
Not yet.
We had a half white. A both person.
We've had both people.
Yeah, you need to get those terms.
Yeah, I know. Beck, sorry, Beck, if you're listening.
A both person.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So Sunil is on the podcast because today we're talking about... What's the topic today, Evelyn?
The topic today is living with an Asian person. And Sunil is on because he lives with me.
Hello.
What?
That's your phone.
Is it?
Phone
it's off. It's man. Off. It's on. Oh, it's on airplane. It's yours, Evelyn.
Sorry,
Evelyn. You fucked up.
This is what she does all the time. She's
one
terrible
more,
with her
gone.
Phone.
Yeah.
I have my ringtones on.
Do you have your ringtones
on? Because you
know
you have to hear your phone.
No, you don't. You don't need a ringtone.
I can hear the vibrations, Evelyn. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Maybe all Asian grandmas. Beep beep beep.
I just had my ringtone. Actually,
have we started?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the list up.
Well, no. We're going to...
So Sunil and Evelyn, they've prepared a list of grievances with each other.
Basically, I use this opportunity as to get you here, Sunil, to air some grievances from living with each other.
A Truth and Reconciliation Committee.
Yes, TARC.
That's not what this podcast is supposed to be for, guys.
I thought we could have it in a neutral place, my podcast. And we could have Nigel be an impartial judge. But also, I think before we get into it, our listeners need to know who you are.
Yes. Introduce yourself, Sunil.
I'm Sunil Patel. I'm a comedian. And I'm from Bath and I live in London.
That's so non-engaging.
Is that what you write on Tinder? Is that your Tinder profile? I bet you don't get any matches if that's most boring.
My Tinder profile says I own 16 shoes.
Do you get a lot of matches?
No.
Sunil's dream person is Anna Kendrick.
I follow her on Instagram because I think it's funny to do that, and Evelyn gets very angry about it because you think it's creepy to follow famous women on Instagram or something.
No, I think it's creepy the way you talk about her.
What's the way you talk about Anna Kendrick?
That he wants to bang her?
I don't say that. That's one of the things I don't say.
Who doesn't, right?
The other day, he just showed me a photo. She was posing kind of risque, and he was like, Anna Kendrick just put a new photo up.
Because it's funny.
It's disgusting.
If I was really into Anna Kendrick photos, I wouldn't be showing you when they come up. I'd be just going straight to my room.
Yeah, you do that too.
That's probably after you went to your room. You showed it to her.
Yeah, you came out.
Post wank.
Yeah.
I don't have the imagination to wank over a fully clothed picture of a woman. So
you grew up with good internet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wanked to all sorts of shit, man.
Did you?
Yeah. Shopping mall catalogs.
Oh.
Lingerie catalog. Yeah. Newspaper clippings.
newspaper clippings.
Which ones?
Well, the entertainment section.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right.
I mean,
red carpet pictures,
ones?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the Asian ones, because you get
Malaysia Airlines lost another plane. You're like,
oh yes, that's what I've been waiting for. Let me retreat to my room. MH370 is my Anna Kendrick.
Could you jerk off to a plane? Like a picture of a plane?
I think if I tried really hard, maybe.
My fetishes aren't that good. I think, like, I wish I had some that were, like feet is a good one.
Okay.
Because you see them a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't get anything from feet. It's like, I wish it was something that was so common that it would get me off, but it's just normal.
Okay.
Is that something new you've learned?
How about you, Evelyn?
Yeah, that made me even more uncomfortable. That's going on the list of my grievances.
Pure vanilla.
Yeah, I think I'm too repressed to have discovered a fetish that I like.
But anything niche is not just a fetish. I mean, like, what's the definition of a fetish?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? What do you like? Jesus Christ. Can you imagine living with these two people?
I thought this was going to be an intelligent sort of like examination of, okay. All right, what are you into then? I guess you got to tell us.
Yes.
What I'm into.
If not, we'll just go to the next grievance you have.
I'm into emotional connection.
That's gross. Next.
Next, yeah.
Oh, have we started the grievances
yeah.
list?
Let's okay. do it. Yeah. I'm going to go through them one by one.
We're going to start the grievances list. So the first grievance I have is that Sunil constantly puts things on my shelf in the fridge.
Oh, is that true, Sunil?
I ask.
No, you say you're going to do it, and then you just put it there, yeah, even though I say, no, don't do it, Sunil.
But if you've got an empty shelf and mine's full, why can't I just place something there briefly?
Because it's my shelf,
that sounds
and I
really,
have to put things in it.
That sounds really selfish.
It doesn't. Isn't no, it
okay. selfish?
He does it because he never clears out his shelf, and so his shelf, it just starts to rot, and then the juice drips down onto like the crisper drawer, and he doesn't clean it up.
I bought the fridge.
What kind of argument is that?
I paid for the fridge. I bought it.
Yeah,
and
doesn't mean
it.
You can leave like green goo in it.
Okay, I'll concede that point.
Yeah,
it was coriander, and you don't know what to do with a bag of coriander after.
You throw it in the carpet.
Yeah. All right, next.
We have to talk about this.
Sweep this under the rocks.
Okay.
Why
never,
do you
never take an Asian woman's shelf space? She needs it for her like crispy pork and shit.
Yeah, I have.
No, you do actually. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evelyn cooks, man. What do? You cook, Sunil?
I prepare.
You just microwave shit?
No, we don't have a microwave, actually.
What?
Yeah.
In Britain?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nigel,
yeah.
This is what Sunil does for dinner. He goes to M&S, he buys the bargain stuff, and then he comes home and warms it up.
But in the oven.
In the oven.
In the oven.
Not bad.
Or I make some pasta or something. It's just anything that's not microwavable. Or yeah.
Yeah, you don't make pasta.
I don't cook that much.
Why don't you have a microwave? Is it a choice thing, or you just couldn't be bothered getting around to order one?
I think it's a kind of choice thing. We used to have one, but I think some people in our house take pride in the fact we don't have a microwave.
Why are you proud of that? How
are you
low
of it?
Is
What's
your
wrong
bar?
With you?
How can you be proud of not having something?
I think
unless it's herpes.
I am quite proud of not having herpes, actually.
You don't know, though.
No, I have a genuine fear of herpes.
It comes in, you never know.
Really?
You might carry it, but it'll just manifest itself one day and you'll be like, oh, shit.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Well, if you have herpes, that means you can't, you know, get it from someone else. You give it to people.
Yeah,
so it's a power move, you know?
So I'm patient zero.
Yeah.
I can be patient zero.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right.
I'll take that.
You win the shelf thing.
Yes, 1-0 to Evelyn.
You didn't even put up a fight.
Well, it's hard to defend putting rotting shit in the fridge.
So the other grievance I have.
I think we should take turns.
Oh, really?
It's Sunil's
turn. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. Let's have a look at this. You sing in the kitchen after midnight, waking me up.
I did that once.
No, you've done it before. I've just not texted you and told you. Because you have headphones on and you're clattering around the kitchen after midnight after you come home because you're eating after a gig or something.
Yeah.
And you make a load of noise and you just sing it. Just singing.
Well, because I'm happy.
Okay, a couple of things. Is it good singing?
Give
us a phrase. Give us a phrase, Evelyn.
Should I sing?
Yeah. All right, go on.
Time stood still, beauty and all. She will.
Yeah, stop singing.
I will be.
She's getting into it now.
She gets into it. She does.
I thought it would be some like Asian song that's culturally important, and it's just some whatever the fuck Britney Spears.
I think it's worse because it is always like one of these like boring shitty songs.
This I can accept if it's that.
I don't know the words really.
What was that? What is she?
That's some old Chinese song.
Yeah, that's Teresa Tang.
Yeah.
Well, so it's fine if she does something. It's fine if she does an old Chinese song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's on brand for the podcast.
No, I mean,
it's so lame, by the way, that song. If you sing that song, you're the lamest fucking Chinese person.
I love that song.
What is it? What's the equivalent in English?
Frank Sinatra, My Way.
Imagine going
on The Voice.
And singing My Way.
Britain's Got Talent singing My Way.
But like, even lamer. Yeah. Even lamer. It's like she's... But everybody loves her, Teresa Tang.
Yeah,
she's
of course. Like, everybody loves Sinatra, but you're not going to like audition with My Way. for any singing competition.
I will say, I know, yeah, it is inconsiderate. I do apologize for that. But sometimes after gigs, when I've had a good gig, I get in a good mood and I listen to music on the way home and I just want to sing, but I can't sing out in public. So I save that for when I get home. And then I think I do it quietly, but then somehow you hear it. I guess it's not quiet then.
I don't know what that was. That an explanation? What was that?
That was an explanation.
That
was
just like you're just talking through what you did. Sometimes when I'm happy, I sing. Yeah,
It's a problem with living with housemates.
Yeah, no,
it's just it's tough, and then your audio insulation probably isn't that good.
And there's not much space in the fridge sometimes, so things.
Well, we've gone through that now. Let's not like backtrack.
Okay,
that's a point to Evelyn already. All right, I have to give this one to Sunil.
Thank you.
Okay,
I know it's fun for you, Evelyn, but sometimes especially after midnight, maybe you can set up a curfew after 11:30.
Yeah, that's true.
You can sing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We can talk about more Asian shit. You know. This is not on brand, people.
All right.
We complain about Asian things.
Okay.
Why is he bitching about singing?
Sunil's a coconut.
I think, is that term offensive? I don't find it offensive, but just
well,
in case.
Not yet.
Bounty? Okay.
It will be one day with how things are going.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
He's like the whitest man I know.
You're the most Swedish person I know.
Thank you.
She speaks a bit of Canto.
She speaks a bit of Hindi as well.
Yeah. So yeah. Quite Asian. We had Ishan, the last South Asian had.
I don't want to hear about that guy.
Why?
No. They have a podcast together. You constantly get mistaken for each other, don't you?
Yeah, and vice versa, yeah. It's obvious. Obviously, you can see why.
Yeah, because you both look like Ramesh Ranganathan.
Bow, 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 bow. What's the podcast about? Let's talk about that for a sec. You get as a way to plug.
But we recorded the first one yesterday.
Okay.
And it's called "But Where Are You Really From?" And we interview people and find out where they're really from.
Get me and Nigel on.
Get me on.
Yeah. We don't need to ask you where you're really from, though, because you're like
Malaysia.
You're very
done, 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's not confusing for you at all, is it?
Yeah.
Whereas for Evelyn, like, super confusing.
Yeah, it's quite confusing, isn't it?
If I said, "Where are you really from?" What would you say?
My mom's vagina.
Best answer we've had so far.
Thank you.
Is it going to be on the BBC?
She's not, but it is.
Yeah, I can't say that on the BBC.
You're allowed one or two swears, but
okay. Mm.
Best not bring up your
mom's. My mom's fucking vagina.
My mom's fucking pussy?
Have you been there? It's really nice, actually. Sorry, mom.
It's so weird hearing you curse, Evelyn.
It is. Yeah, you never swear, do you?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It just isn't. I don't know. I think it's because my parents brought me up not to. And I just.
Mine did the same.
Yeah, and mine. I grew up as an adult.
I was telling Evelyn in our first episode, I get complaints sometimes from a few people on Instagram saying, "Oh, I love your stuff, but you curse too much in your YouTube videos."
Really?
So yeah, shout out to CHGU mom. I hear you. Thank you for your support. And I'll try to cut it down to 5 fucks per episode. So I'm at 1 right now.
Yeah.
How old is this person that complained?
I don't know. I'm probably like mid-30s, maybe.
Really?
Apologies if I got it completely wrong.
Okay, yeah.
It feels like a too young of an age to complain about something like that.
Yeah, it does.
Don't bitch about her, man. She actually likes me and supports my craft. What have you guys done?
I feel like you take every single one of your followers over us at any point.
Yeah, of course. Do you like my videos? I'm not even a
Patreon.
For likes, man.
What's the top tier reward for...
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Nigel, would you do like one of those charity gigs where they auction off the celebrities to go on a date with a normal person?
Oh, yeah, man.
That sure. Sounds great. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be scared that the person who bid the most would be the creepiest person?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, I thought I get to go out with a celebrity.
Oh, that's so creepy with you.
What, Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick.
Maybe.
It's all right. You have to wank to her anyway.
I've never.
All right. Next grievance, please.
So next grievance. So Sunil, every morning he has a cup of coffee, but then he leaves that coffee in front of the TV, and he always leaves it in front of the transmitter of the TV so that you can't turn on the TV. You have to go and take his coffee cup, remove it, and place it in the sink where it belongs, and then you can watch the TV.
I think you need a better remote. It sounds like a really weak remote blocked by a coffee cup.
It genuinely isn't. The Kindle Fire remote works from any angle anyway, so it's not an issue.
I think this one, again, is an unfortunate thing of having housemates. But
that's
going
to be Nigel's answer to everything.
I know.
No, it's a good answer. It's a good answer.
I don't know if I want to give this, though, because it feels quite petty to me. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think get a better remote. All right, Sunil, give it an Asian one. We got to stay on
an topic. Asian one.
It's like, 20 minutes in and we haven't even covered Asian shit.
Just a side note. He spent 16 quid on Pocky.
Oh, Pocky's a shit, though.
Yeah, it was shit. I don't know why I bought them.
No, it's not shit. It's the shit.
No, they were
shit. It's amazing.
They weren't that great. I don't think they've got enough flavor to them.
That's the joy of it. It's light. It's easy. You can have as many as you want.
You can stir it in your coffee.
You don't like Pocky.
Fuck Pocky and everything.
You're the worst.
If you hate bubble tea too, then you have a problem. Interesting fact about Pocky, by the way, before I go into bubble tea.
Yeah.
In Malaysia, Pocky is called Rocky. We changed the P to R.
Why?
Because Pookie in Malay means vagina.
Really?
So it's too close.
That's so funny.
So they changed
treat.
Pocky to Rocky. Yeah, a kid won't know. Kid would eat Pocky.
What's the difference between Mikado and Pocky? It's the same thing.
Mikado?
Mikado is the thing here.
Is it Japanese?
The stuff I got, I think, was Thai.
Mikado is the name of the restaurant that my dad's uncle opened in Sweden. He opened the first ever Japanese restaurant in Sweden.
Wow.
And it was named Mikado. And I think it means like general or something in Japanese.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
What's the most Asian thing about yourself, apart from your skin color and the name on your passport?
His mom.
My mom, yeah, there's that. I drive a Toyota. That's very Asian, isn't it?
That's very Asian.
Yeah, I think
you like Asian food.
Yeah, but everyone does. It's great.
Some people don't like meat and broth. Pho fucks some people up, man.
What the fuck is meat and broth?
Pho.
Oh, sorry, right, yeah.
Like in clear bra.
Yeah, I have British friends. Pho fucks them up. They can't handle it.
Why not? What,
liquid and solid in the same thing? And this liquid is too liquidy? They can handle gravy.
But
anything more liquidy than that, they just freak out. Why is this water in my food?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a proper meal unless it's got water in it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's the most Asian thing about me?
Culturally, do you identify as Asian?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. I mean, I have to. I haven't had a choice.
Wrong choice for a podcast guest.
That's what I find so interesting about Sunil, is like he's the least Asian person I've met who's Asian.
Yeah, I'm not pretending I'm not Asian.
No, because you are.
Yeah.
But you're not pretending that you're more than you are.
Sometimes it's hard. If you grew up in the West, it's hard to be super Asian because you get bullied if you're super Asian, you know?
But that's what's so interesting about Sunil, because you were born in Britain and brought up in Bath, and you told me that you were never really bullied for being Asian.
No, never.
Did you grow up around mostly white people?
Yeah.
Mostly white people.
Yeah.
Mm. Were you hit as a kid?
Yes, I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, were you?
Yeah. There we go.
We found something, finally. Half an hour of digging and complaining about, like, coffee cups. Jesus.
My mum's good at cooking rice.
Ah, great. Hey, that's more to you than meets the eye.
But she got all our curries from Marks and Spencer.
Marks and Spencer curry. Oh.
Okay, but growing up there, you'd never had any Asian groceries.
Bath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like you're kind of stuck. You've got to have like whatever's in Sainsbury's. My dad opened an Indian restaurant called Ye Old India.
Is that true? Or are you just...
No, it's true. It's true. It was above a pub in Corsham in the West Country.
Did it go well?
No, he shut it down.
Why?
Because the chef wanted to go home.
Oh. Your dad was also asked to make the first Indian takeaway meal, right?
Supermarket ready meals. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he didn't take. He didn't
no, because the chef wanted to go home.
Oh, just take his recipes, man. How hard it is to make a chicken tikka masala. British people don't give a shit if it's good.
Chicken tikka masala is just made up here anyway, isn't it? They're just chucking anything together.
Oh, yeah, that passed up on a golden opportunity, man.
He could have been a curry king.
You could have been the son of the curry king.
I'd have been such a prick if I was the son of a curry king.
Yeah.
I'd have a Lamborghini.
No, you have an elephant to start.
Yeah. The whole shoes off thing was never a thing. I think it was a thing in my house, but it was never really enforced.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, okay, yeah, you change into slippers, but then after a while, no one cares.
It's so dirty, though, walking in.
Dirt into...
Yeah, you're dragging dirt into the house.
Okay, maybe in the hallway, and then maybe, you wouldn't like wear... I wouldn't go home to my mum's house and wear shoes around the place just because I know she's got new carpets.
What about this current place that you stay with, Evelyn?
I have house shoes. But everyone wears shoes around the place anyway, so it's not...
Not me.
It doesn't make any difference. Mm.
I take my shoes off.
Yeah, but people just tread around.
I think you guys just aren't a good fit, housemate-wise.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Move out.
Oh, well, no. I was there first, so she's got to go. Where would she go, though? This is the thing, like, where she's got, she couldn't move in with other Chinese people.
What do you mean? They all sing the same songs together?
They all sing the same songs together?
It's
nice. It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's the most famous song in Asia.
We break into Cantonese in our podcast. Yeah.
How much more Asian do I need to get to be your ideal housemate?
If you got excited about Asian food.
I love it.
No, you don't.
Well, can you jack off to an Asian celebrity?
Yeah, jack off to an Asian
Lucy
celebrity.
Lucy Liu or something.
Yeah, why not? I'll do that.
Or Liu Yifei, the new Mulan girl.
I'll do it tonight.
Yes.
I think you gotta like Bollywood.
You gotta like Bollywood.
I hate Bollywood.
Yeah, you're
Do you like Bollywood?
It's not my culture.
No, yeah, good point.
I like
Hong
Kong films and Korean dramas.
I like Korean dramas.
Oh, I love Korean dramas. Funny thing, I'm watching one called Signal. Thank you for recommending it to me, Instagram fans. I was watching it, and you know how they say Asians, we don't really age?
Yeah.
And it's so true, man. The time period takes across over a course of 20 years. And the only change the characters have, they didn't even put like extra makeup on their face to make them look older. It's just longer hair when they're younger, shorter hair when they're older. And it still looks believable.
I'll tell you who looked old, the Asian actor. Have you seen Ali Wong's film?
Be My Maybe?
That's it, yeah. So the dude in that, he looks super old when he's trying to play a teenager.
Randall Park.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, of course.
Because he's a Western Asian.
You reckon Asians age faster in this
country?
Oh,
man, funny story. I did last week. I was in Malaysia.
Yeah,
I did a show and it went really well, so everything was good. But I have a bit where I say, "Oh, I'm 28 this year," and there was an audible gasp.
Really?
In the crowd. Yeah, yeah. So I heard a gasp. Oh, really? A ton of like more than one person.
What do they think you were? How old?
They thought I was 40. I asked them like, "How old do you think I am?" She said 40. I said, "What the
40?
40? And over here, people think I look like a child.
What?
So it's because you've been in the West.
Yeah, the West has aged me.
You sure it's the way you look and not what you say on stage?
No, it's the way I look, man.
Really?
Yeah, they think I look 40, and I don't think I look 40.
You don't look 40 at all?
I think from the Western perspective, I look young.
Yeah.
But from an Asian perspective, because of how I have my hair and the little bit of facial hair I try to grow.
You haven't got a single wrinkle on your face.
I have it when I smile. So when you smile, you can see little wrinkles around my eyes, little crow's feet, which to people here is nothing, but to an Asian person, they're just counting a number of lines and multiplying by five.
Yeah.
And come to the line, like, result 40.
What is it about 40. Here that makes you age, though?
I don't know. The weather, the food,
the food.
The depression.
The people. Everything. Everything, Sunil.
Yeah, losing your culture.
Have you not been paying attention?
Brexit.
I've got a beard to cover everything.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nature's surgery.
Can you grow it like so that only your eyes show?
My beard?
Yeah.
No.
Can you grow it?
Do you know how beards work, Evelyn?
We just have like the hair come down a bit and then just like your eyes showing. Yeah.
It's not a mask. Beard up there.
Just out of a hair face.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Nice blue hair.
Why not? Yeah.
You're more concerned about your looks than I thought you were.
Yeah, I spend a lot of money on like clothes, I suppose. Yeah, that's the main.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What clothes do you buy? Balenciaga.
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo.
I quite like Uniqlo.
I think Sunil wants to be a small Japanese man.
I would love to be a small Japanese man.
Okay.
You follow a lot of Japanese Instagram fashion influencers.
I've got a burner Instagram account for that, though.
So that people won't find out.
So people won't find out what I'm into.
It's so Anna Kendrick and Japanese boys.
No, Anna Kendrick. I'm open about the Anna. Maybe I just like small people.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You like small
just
people.
Just tiny, tiny people.
Tell us about when you visited India.
I think I would enjoy it more if I was just like going around there on my own.
Your family?
They don't give a shit about it at all because it's their country and they're just like, yeah, this is nice. It's like going to Derby for me, isn't it? It's like, yeah, it's nice. I think.
Wait, do they not live in a cool part of India?
Oh man, we're like literally the most boring part.
Which part?
It's like a chemical plant.
They live in a chemical plant.
No, they live in a town called Baroda in Gujarat, which is like quite an industrial town. There's a big German chemical plant there.
So that's where they all work.
They're all retired. They're all like my aunts and uncles. So any
move away from the chemical plant. What are you sustaining a chemical plant for if you don't work there? You want to have like eight arms or something?
They're not living there. That's the only industry. I think that's one of the big industries in that town. But all my cousins live around the world.
That's so like living in Hiroshima.
Sticking around.
Yeah, sticking around. Yeah. You know, I like the weather here, you know.
It's changeable. It sort of burns the skin a bit.
They've opened up Fukushima now for tourism. The radiation is still super high. Yeah, yeah. So if you go there, there is a chance
that
you'll
get... I think they just want to kill white people. That's the way of killing white people.
Influencers.
Yes, come, please. Yeah, Instagram influencer. Free holiday for you. Oh, welcome to Fukushima. Yes, your testicles don't work anymore. But welcome.
Which is good, because we don't want more of you.
Yeah, yeah. If you're an influencer, fucking get a vasectomy. All right? You don't have my little offspring running around getting sponsorship deals, wearing t-shirts. Although I have a lot of followers on Instagram, I want to specify I'm not an influencer. I'm just a comedian with Instagram.
Yeah,
I got introduced as an Instagram comedian in Singapore.
Oh,
is that good?
You?
Yeah, no.
No,
that's good.
No.
Out there, that's good.
We hate Instagram comedians. Oh, right. Okay.
Everybody hates Instagram comedians.
No, but you're a comedian before you went on Instagram.
I hope they know that.
Okay.
I said, welcome to Nigel Ong. This next guy is also an Instagram comedian, so he's gonna be really good looking. I'm like, fucking,
they said
stop
that?
Talking.
Did he say that?
Can you say I'm funny?
Wow,
instead?
They really
here for a comedy show.
They objectified you.
That's what they do to women.
Yeah, that's fine. Objectify me, just not before you introduce me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially because I'm going up there to do stand up, and then they see my face, they get disappointed immediately.
Yeah, he's 40. Yeah. He's an old dude. It's disgusting.
Instagram comedian? Are you sure? Are you sure it's not a Facebook guy? Or MySpace? MySpace comedian sounds more like it. Oh, Instagram comedian. That's I'm a comedian funny. With an Instagram account.
Yeah, that's doing really well.
Thanks.
So he is an Instagram comedian. So Sunil, in your house when you were growing up, did your parents cover the remote control in cling film to keep it clean?
No.
Did they have plastic covering on the couch?
No.
Did they have that in India when you went there?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is classic Asian.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But then you sweat more in India, don't you? And that stuff gets into...
You think that's
fabric.
The reason?
What? Never understood covering stuff in plastic.
Just, you wrap up
to
everything,
keep it clean. Yeah.
But we don't wear condoms. That's why we have so many
plastic
kids.
On everything except it.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah. Wrap up the remote, but don't wrap up my dick, please. My dick needs to have fresh air around it.
That's why kids, there are no child rights in Asia, because you just make a new one.
It's a numbers game there, isn't it?
It's so easy to make one,
Yeah. Yeah, growing up, my parents would have the couch wrapped up,
so
the remote, shrink wrap too. So they'll put it in a plastic bag and then blow dry it so it molds and melts.
Yeah, okay.
Conforms to the shape of the remote.
But why? What's the why?
To keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it
just a clean
new.
Thing. Right.
Yeah.
Would they ever replace the plastic? Like one day rip it off, put a new bit on.
10
if
years.
If it breaks.
Yeah.
All
right.
But it's like you buy something, you just got to use it, man.
Where That's do you even get plastic from here for that kind of thing?
I don't know.
It's like you just okay.
My aunt used to run like a shampooing. They manufacture shampoo bottles, and then every shampoo bottle comes in wrapped in that plastic too.
Oh yeah.
So she would just steal some from work, and then shrink wrap their remotes, their trophies.
The trophies.
Yeah, sometimes.
What trophies?
Oh, in Asia. You get trophies a lot, but you have to actually win something.
You get trophies a lot for
what? Well, I get trophies
like
a lot. Doing well in school,
yeah.
Doing well in sports, getting a math, Olympiad competition, whatever. You win trophies for it, and they would shrink wrap it, make it look new, you know?
So funny.
The couch, sometimes. What else would you shrink wrap?
My mom, we have pillows on the couch. So she's put them into pillowcases, but underneath the pillowcases, the pillows are still in the plastic. So when you sit on them or lean towards them, you just hear the
double. Okay.
Because you can wash pillowcases, but you can't wash the pillows as easy.
You might as well sleep on plastic bags then.
Yeah.
Right? Put some orange Sainsbury's bags on the floor and sleep on it. Oh, the crunchy sounds of plastic. Yeah. Bag for life.
Yeah. My mum is definitely obviously very Asian. A, she doesn't like buying new stuff. She got a sofa, doesn't touch it. Needed an armchair for herself, but she spent ages trying to decide. Like, I'm talking like 2 years. So for 2 years, she was sitting on a deck chair in our living room because she refused to. She wanted to find the cheapest way of getting an armchair somehow.
Was it like she didn't want a delivery fee?
Don't want the delivery fee. Wants to make sure she gets at least a half price deal. Just all that. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. But that's what Gujarati people are like.
So you only had an... He had a deck chair
and a two-seater sofa that she wouldn't sit on because that's for guests.
That's so funny.
So like, I'd come home for Christmas and she's just watching TV, just sitting on a deck chair.
We should have had your mom on the podcast.
You should have had my mom on.
Yeah, give us your mom's number, man. We'll pay for a train ticket from Bath.
She also refuses to travel on her own, so I have to go and pick her up.
Oh, that is really Asian.
Is it?
Yeah, because my grandmother refuses to travel on her own, too. And my mom's becoming that. My mom has stopped driving now. They just got a new car, so she's afraid to learn how to drive the new car. Because the new car doesn't have a key. It just has a button that you press. And
wow, I'm sure that changes everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How do I work this?
Yeah.
There's no hole for the key.
Yeah. I swear, that's
what... Is it even a car?
Yeah.
That's a spaceship?
That's enough to throw an old Asian lady.
Now. Yeah.
Whoa! Like
any...
Kilometers and miles? Holy shit!
They're not known for moving with the times, are they?
No.
Old Asian people. I think it's... Yeah.
He's going to get so dependent.
My dad is such a gearhead, man. I went back home. He loves cameras and camera equipment. Okay. The same way I do. And I love all this stuff.
Asian uncle.
Yes, yeah. I'm an Asian uncle on the podcast. I love all this equipment. I do all my research.
Yeah.
But the difference is I actually make content with it. He doesn't. He just buys stuff. So every time I go back, I come back with a whole suitcase full of little like gadgets.
Oh, he gives them to you?
Yeah, because he has too many.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and a lot of them are shit. I tell them, don't give me that. That's shit. Sorry, Dad. But some of them, every now and then, as a gem in the rough.
What does he do with that stuff? What's his...
Does he just keep it and play with it?
Yeah, he has like... This camcorder we're using, he has two of them.
Two?
Yeah. And he just films us. He has a little like Bluetooth thing, like a wristband that you can control that camcorder with a little Bluetooth remote. He gave that to me. So I might use it some days. Just so
yeah,
I can zoom
in
while sitting down here, you know, so I don't have to do that. But... I'm just like, what do you do? Are you an influencer in your secret life, Dad?
Has he made a single film?
No.
Nigel, it would be so funny if your dad became an Instagram influencer.
Yeah. Simon Ng.
Simon Ng.
Hey, if you want me to be on your podcast, Simon, just hit me up.
I don't think my dad gives a shit, man. He's too busy with his own thing. No. Okay. He doesn't speak English very well. So he did come to my show and he said... couldn't really understand a lot of the stuff, but sounded good. People liked it.
People laughed.
Yeah, I think the other people who spoke before you, they were more understandable and therefore funnier. But keep doing what you're doing, son. We're proud of you.
That's a compliment. Asian compliment.
The moment I landed at the airport and I got into his car, 30 seconds later, he was already lecturing me on how he thinks I should pursue my comedy career.
What did he say?
What was he telling you?
He's one of those Asian dads who loves China. So he just went, oh, you know, China, stand-up is really booming in China. Try to get on China's Got Talent, right? China's Got Talent, I think that could really make your career.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, well, sure, Dad, I'm going to give China's Got Talent a call. Yeah, 1.4 billion people, fuck all of them. Have me on your show, someone who doesn't know anything about your country, who barely speaks Mandarin, you know, and yeah, put me on your show. Fuck your residents. No, you got more grievances, right, Sunil? You know,
got more grievances.
Slightly leans Asian.
I don't think there's any Asian stuff, though, is there?
How is it living with me as an Asian person? Do you like the food I cook?
I think the food's great. The thing is, you always share your cooking around, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem with the smell. What I do have a problem is the sheer quantity of the food you make. Do you know what I mean?
She's a motherly person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's also like some mothers fatten their children up for God knows what reason. It's because they don't want them to leave the house ever. And that's what she's doing to us. She's making us cakes like 2 or 3 times a week so that we eventually end up bedbound.
Diabetic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you mean that I use food to manipulate?
Yeah. Every morning you come down and there's like a cake or a cookie on, like, waiting for you. She doesn't eat it. She just watches us.
But you don't eat your own cake, Evelyn.
She doesn't eat her own cake.
I have one and then I'm good. For me, it's more about the joy of seeing somebody else enjoy it.
Oh.
I think that's nice, though.
It's nice. It is nice, but it has a dark side to it. It has a dark side to it.
Yeah, it does.
There was so much sugar in the Vietnamese flan she made 2 nights ago.
Oh, my God.
I got to sleep at 5 a.m.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a tough night.
Because I made this Vietnamese flan because we had hot pot. And then I was like, oh, I'll make an Asian dessert. And I just followed a recipe without ever having made it before. And when it came out, the caramel had crystallized. It was so sugary because there was condensed milk and sugar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it was like, this is insane.
I mean, that's probably how they have it in Vietnam, though. We love our sweet things over there.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's on you, staying up till 5. I think your body is too weak to handle our sugar.
You were just jerking to Anna Kendrick. Yeah.
Just half a bag anyway.
Just vigorous jerking because of the sugar.
You can't do that when you're on sugar because you're spinning. You just can't jerk off when you've had a load of sugar.
Really?
I think you can. It just comes out sweet, you know? And the ants start coming over it.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get ants here. That's not funny.
Yeah, all
right. Oh, actually, Sunil, you're super repressed when it comes to feelings, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that vibe about you.
Yeah.
Your general demeanor.
Yeah.
And just controlled.
You're super repressed when it comes to feelings, I feel, because you're so stoic.
Yeah, that's not repressed.
Yes, it is.
No, stoic isn't repressed. It means you understand that there are emotions and you know how to process them rather than repressing them.
You sound like a robot. Yeah.
You both sound...
I actually have
lash
emotion.
Out, but I understood.
I just don't want to express them right now or ever.
Sometimes they're not useful, so you have to...
Emotions are never useful. It's what makes us human.
See, this is... Okay.
I'm really Asian, and I think I'm, like, repressed too, but you're on a whole other level, my friend.
Okay.
What's the last time you cried?
I watched Creed 2 a couple of years ago.
Like, did you really cry?
A couple of years ago.
When was it out? 2018?
It was, like, last year.
I thought that was sad.
You cried?
I let myself, because normally I don't cry at films, because I'm like, I know what they're trying to do here.
You make fun of me for crying.
Yeah, but it's fucking pathetic.
We were watching this Chinese film on Netflix. The dad went into space, he didn't see his son.
Oh, I know, I know that.
Yeah,
I know that film,
it was really good, and I cried, and he was like, huh, are you crying?
I didn't say it like that. I said, Evelyn, are you crying?
And I said, yeah, and then you were like...
But it's so candid when they try and make you cry in a film. Sometime.
Me reacting like that means that I understand what's happening.
You're the worst person to watch a film with. You're
no,
literally
I'm not.
Like you talk and then you're like, oh, what's happening? It's like you just fucking watch it. Like
Asians
you're playing
that,
on
man.
Your fucking
yeah,
phone.
Asians do that.
Every race we behave in cinemas differently, right? The stereotype is black people
know,
are loud,
yeah.
They react to
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Asians, we just ask questions.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening now?
Yeah, why is he crying? Why is he crying?
And I get totally.
Who's that guy?
Yeah. But then she posted up an Instagram story the other day of her mum at home in Sweden.
Yeah.
Playing with her ketones while you were trying to watch TV.
Yeah.
And you were saying that's annoying.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what you do.
I know. Yeah.
And you don't realize the irony of it, do you?
No, I did. I did.
Did you?
We all turn into our parents one day.
Yeah.
You turn into them in your 20s.
Yeah. And I'm proud because my parents are great.
Are you turning into your parents, Sunil?
Yeah, I'm going to die of a fucking stroke. Yeah, I know that.
Wait, your dad died of a stroke?
My dad died of a stroke.
Oh,
I'm going
dead
that
parent
way.
Shit.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Your dad.
When
did he die?
I know that's going to happen because I can feel like I used to be really angry in my 20s. I'm calmer now.
Were you?
But as in like I'd get road rage and stuff, but not like insane. You only get angry because you expect things of people. So I think like as long as you don't expect things of people, then you're not going to get angry.
But you expect a certain basic level of shit from people, right?
Yeah, but they don't even reach that.
Yeah, but you have to still expect something. You know what I mean? If I see you, I expect you to not pull your dick out right now. But actually, if you did pull your dick out, of course I'm going to be angry.
I expect that.
Would you be angry or would you be like, this is for Patreon, it's going to do numbers?
Yeah, I mean, Patreon actually supports adult content, so really, feel free.
Do you have a good dick? Do you have a Patreon worthy dick?
It could be a real test. It could be the real test.
What Patreon like gift level are you? Is it the beginner's £5 dick or like £25 premium membership
Shit.
Dick?
I reckon £5 for a nipple and then I'll work up.
For a nipple? Nobody wants to see a nipple.
Nobody wants to see a nipple.
Tell us about your dead dad.
When did he die?
When I was 21.
Oh, shit.
Died of a stroke. So he's Indian as well, but he grew up in the Middle East and this country. So it very Indian, yeah, but not like it didn't have an accent at all.
Didn't your dad pretend to be white once?
Yep. He was a member of a cricket club and he got kicked out for forgetting to pay his membership 1 year. So he pretended to be his dead white friend. Got a photo of him, took up his membership, pretended to be a white guy. He said his name was Len or something.
Len.
But when Lenin. People looked at it, they were like,
oh,
darker.
Just like, yeah, just been on holiday. Just been out of tan. That was... But I forget about stuff like that. Yeah, so... Because all his friends there were white as well, so he just... I don't think he waited for one of them to die, but when they did, he was like, yep, yeah, that's my...
He's aim. A man of opportunity. So you're saying he saw that opportunity to get a dead white friend's card, but he gave up the opportunity to be the curry king of Britain.
Maybe it's because he didn't make it as curry king that he had to take every opportunity coming after that. You know, you learn something from that.
Yeah.
Because he was poor and he couldn't afford the membership.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it's a life well lived then, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He died impersonating a white person.
Yeah. That was okay, yeah.
Rest in peace, Len.
Yeah, okay.
What was your dad's name?
Dinesh. It's also my middle name.
Sunil Dinesh Patel.
That's right.
Yeah. And his name was Dinesh Patel.
That's how many Dinesh Patels do you think there are in India?
There's more Sunil Patels. Trying to register a web domain.
Oh, tell me about it.
Have you had trouble with that as well?
Yeah,
really?
Nigel Ng, IT guy in Hong Kong. I hope he died in the protest so I can take his website.
Sunil
Patel. Are you dead, Nigel Ng, IT professional? Why do you need a website as a computer guy? You have LinkedIn.
Yeah, Sunil Patel, you physicist.
Yeah.
And gardener. Fuck
and
you.
Rapist.
No, that's a different Whoa. Sunil Patel. Okay. That's a different Sunil
Wait,
Patel.
Wait, is there a Sunil Patel rapist?
There's a couple.
There's a couple?
Well, there's not... I remember Googling my name when I was at school and the first result was like Sunil Patel, triple rapist and murderer. I was like, oh, I'll keep that quiet. And then there's Sunil Patel, who's a playwright in San Francisco. I was like, oh, he's doing all right. And then last year, it was like in the Me Too scandal, so he got caught up in that. He did some shit, you know.
Is there a normal Sunil Patel?
Yeah, I'm probably the most normal one.
Fuck, man.
And yeah, but you have to add comedy to your name.
I wish I didn't have a website with comedy in it.
Sunil Patel comedy.
We all have that problem. Comedy.com because I wanted the .com. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
.net. What? Who are you?
.biz.
.biz. That's a lame in that Chinese song we sung. .biz.
.eu.
Yeah, I just want that Nigel Ng, Hong Kong Nigel Ng to die so I could take his domain.
It's so hard to get it even after they've died, isn't it?
Really?
Sometimes you register it for like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on. Just give me the website, you dick.
There's somebody online, I think it was Twitter, that had Puff Daddy. And when Sean Combs registered, he tried to buy it off him and the guy refused to sell it.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Yeah, I remember that. But there's a rule, isn't there? You can't just sit on a domain name if it's nothing to do with you, right?
Yeah, but it has something to do with him, though. His name is Nigel Ng.
So. I don't know. But guy's name wasn't Puff Daddy.
Maybe you could change his passport name after he got that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy. What do you have coming up, Sunil?
I don't know. Follow me on Twitter. I'll tweet out some gigs on there. I'll be playing gigs in London or around the country. Work in progress shows in February at the Vault Festival in London. Come to that.
You should tell our listeners about your podcast. You're like podcast.
Oh,
gig.
I do two podcasts. One with Harriet Kemsley. Why is Harriet crying? That'll be available wherever you get podcasts from. And there'll be one with Ishan Akbar, previous guest on here. That's going to be out soon on BBC Sounds.
Yeah.
Nice. I hope you discover your roots sometime, Sunil.
I hope I do too.
If you like the podcast, please, please, please give us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher if you're on Android. And also remember to subscribe.
We're all on social media. Me, Evelyn Mock. our wonderful guest Sunil Patel and Nigel Ung. We're all on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And also, the podcast is now on Instagram and Twitter. So find us, Rice to Meet You Pod.
Tell your friends about us. And I have shows coming up in February, my solo show at Soho Theater. I think it's February 3rd to the 8th. So you have a lot of time. So Google me, buy some tickets to go see me.
I'm also at the Vault Festival February 5th. So come to that.
If there's one message you take away from this podcast, wrap up your remotes and your dicks. We have enough people in the world. 7 billion is enough. 3 billion Asians, that's enough people. Wrap your dicks up in plastic. Shrink wrap them. See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.